This program does not necessarily reflect the views of Joy 1250.
Living heavy on the end of the week, earning this pay that I cannot keep, because of all the bad choices and mysterious voices that blind me, blind me, blind me. I've seen good days and bad days come and go, during summers and 5 feet of snow. I believe in redemption and a hope that proceeds. All the confusion, the misery breeds. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to our Valentine's Day special. For the entire show, I'll be speaking in my Barry White voice.
Sounds pretty sexy.
Sounds pretty sexy. Hey, folks, it's our Valentine's Day special. Sorry, didn't mean to wake you up there. What a show have we got for you. If you've got children, keep them away. That's all I'm saying. We've said it twice at the beginning of the show, so don't write me angry emails afterwards when we start talking about Larry's boy. Know what I mean?
Larry's boy?
Yeah. It's a VeggieTale reference.
Okay.
So listen, what a show we've got for you today.
Oh. I just got it.
We are going to give away 5 copies of Voice in the Wind, because later in our show, Francine Rivers will be joining us for the first time ever in 9 years. A romance novelist. She writes so much more than romance novels, but yes, she will be joining us. Kalita is here for the entire, no, for half the show. For half the show. She's going to perform a little bit later. Delilah will be our very special guest as well today. Delilah, the radio star extraordinaire. And then the manager, or one of the managers over at ChristianMingle.com. You've seen their ads, haven't you?
I have.
ChristianMingle.com.
I haven't used the site, though.
And then Stephen James, author of Flirting with the Forbidden, Finding Grace in a World of Temptation. And Lael Harrelson, owner of Covenant Spice, top quality Christian sexual aids, Christian lingerie, and Christian sex toys for couples.
Wow.
That voice you heard, that was Kalita purring in the background.
No, it wasn't. That was Tim.
Welcome, Kalita.
Welcome her.
Welcome her.
You said welcome, Kalita.
Oh.
Welcome.
Yay.
Nice to be here.
that was
off
a funny.
To a screeching halt.
That was a funny.
It's good to be here. Thanks.
Kalita, it's not your segment yet, so I don't want to talk all about you.
Okay.
All right? But welcome. Welcome. And thank you for being our Valentine's Day co-host.
Well, thank you for having me, gentlemen.
I would like to start off our Valentine's Day special by reading you a little something that came across my computer the other day.
You got another email?
It all began with an iPhone.
Uh-oh.
March was when our son celebrated his 17th birthday, and we got him an iPhone. He just loved it. Who wouldn't? I celebrated my birthday in July, and my wife made me very happy when she bought me an iPad. Our daughter's birthday was in August, so we got her an iPod Touch. My wife celebrated her birthday in September, so I got her an iRun.
Oh,
nice.
Right.
Nice.
Iron. It was around then that the fight started. What my wife failed to recognize... Okay, whose ringer is on?
Oh, that's mine.
Whose ringer is on?
That's mine.
Go ahead and answer it. No, okay. Just go ahead, right in the middle of my joke. No, go for it. Just answer it.
Hello? Yeah?
How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, I didn't have you on speakerphone. What was that?
How are you? It's Andrew calling from Dr. Patel's office.
Yes. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Sorry, I'm right in the middle of a show. Can I give you a call back a little bit later?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
She doesn't know what you mean by I'm right in the middle of a show.
Yeah.
She's like, what are you, a voyeur?
Yeah, I am. Sorry.
She doesn't know you're a Chippendale on the weekend.
Yes, exactly. Well, where would I keep my phone?
Oh, sorry.
I never get a call ever, except when I'm on the show. No one ever calls me.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
You know what? There's no point continuing the joke.
That was the worst time in the world. Well, they're dentists.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim the Tool. He's here all week. What my wife failed to recognize is that this iRun can be integrated into the home network with the iWash, iCook, and iClean.
Oh.
This inevitably activates the iNag reminder service, though. I should be out of the hospital next week. Love, I hurt.
That's cute.
Hey,
that was good. That was good.
Drew.
Nice.
How was your week, Tim?
It was a good week. It's this weekend I'm not looking forward to.
Why?
My little girl, my little girl, joins the teenage tomorrow.
Becomes a teenager tomorrow.
My daughter is 13 tomorrow.
Good luck with that.
It's freaking me out. Not necessarily her. She's got a good head on her shoulders. She's smart like her mom. It's all the boys out there.
She's smart, smart like mom.
Smart like mom. Smart like the mummy.
But you're scared of all those guys that are like
all
you?
All the boys, yes. All the perverts. I mean, look, I work with Drew and we
Stop
know
it.
And all that kind of stuff. So that's why I'm looking forward to the end segment today.
The end segment.
The last one.
Right.
Yeah. The lingerie section. But this is radio, so it doesn't really work as well as I was hoping.
No.
I drove in today all excited, but
no.
It doesn't work out that way. So no, she's 13. I'm very excited. It's going to be a good time.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Anything else you want to talk about before we get on to more important things?
No. Other than the fact that they're working out downstairs.
Who's working out downstairs?
Can't you feel it?
Oh, are they, the they kickboxing bag? Or whatever they're doing downstairs? We have something below us. I don't. It must be a gym of some sort. And
well, there's the karate school that's down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? How was your week?
Thursday night, Dan Hill, Rose Theater.
How was it?
Tremendous.
Nice.
Tremendous concert. I thought, you know, when he came out on stage, I thought, oh, man, I forgot how stinking mellow this guy is. You remember that, like, all the love song? Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much, and I have to close my eyes. Never mind.
And cry?
Yeah.
Just wanted to finish that off there.
The brother's got some good talent. And I say brother because he's half white, half brother. It's his brother from another mother. And he has got very talent. He's the most uncoordinated guy on stage, though.
His true stumbles through his words.
He stands up and grabs the microphone. And I told him that when I interviewed him. Was it last year, I think, I interviewed him?
Yeah.
I said, dude, just sit down and play guitar or piano or something. Like, don't try dancing because it's wrong.
Oh.
it's so weird. Anyway, he was sharing all sorts of great stories about his songwriting endeavors, getting a phone call in the middle of the night from Celine Dion saying that she'd like to do this one particular song, working with Donna Summer.
Wow.
And then he said, there's this one artist, I told Kalita this the other day, there's this one artist, I didn't really, you know, sometimes you connect, but they flew me down to Nashville and they wanted me to work with this, he said, what do they call him, gospel? No, Christian artist. Christian artist. I went, okay, this will be good. And we worked all week. No connection. Just didn't connect with this guy. Just didn't. There was. I don't know. So I said, I'm going to take your music and I'm going to go home, and I'll send you stuff. I sent him so many things he didn't like anything. And then September 11th came. I was stuck in Calgary, 72 day layover. I wrote this song, 72 hours. Sorry, layover, and I wrote the song, sent it down to him, and he liked it. And I guess the song is called Human Spark or something like that, and it's by Michael W. Smith.
Who is sitting right behind us, looking down at us now in a poster.
And he still doesn't know how to shave.
No, he doesn't.
The brother with the locks, I mean, he's got like, I am jealous of his hair.
He never ages either.
No, he doesn't.
Ever. He's using Botox.
He's stuck in that Don Johnson Miami Vice thing.
There's a reason he doesn't age.
Why is that?
His voice has been at that range for a long time for a reason.
Oh, he's El Castrato.
He doesn't have very much testosterone.
No.
Yes, that's it. Anyway, did we just spend about 5 minutes making fun of Michael W. Smith?
No, just about 3 minutes. Or okay. 72 days, as you like to say.
Now, something else happened. Oh, yes, Super Bowl.
Yes.
I actually watched it. I was homesick. I was sick all week. And, I actually enjoyed the Super Bowl this year.
Did you? I didn't see it.
It used to be like blowouts all the time. Yeah. But in the last couple of years, it's been nice and close.
Yep.
How was Madonna?
She's aight. Aight. I've never really gotten into Madonna. I find her music to be a little too... European elitist.
Right.
Well, that's where she lives now.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a little too spectacle-y for me. I prefer the performance. When U2 and Bruce Springsteen, it was just them performing.
Right.
Their music. Yeah. But this was all like flash
spectacle.
Bang. And,
yeah.
It was like,
and she sang with some other people.
A whole bunch of people.
What was the girl that got into trouble?
M.I.A.
For singing. No. Was it M.I.A.?
She flipped the bird.
Oh, right,
yeah.
She was singing Bird is the Word.
Yes.
Was where
okay.
I was going. But just,
I
you know.
See. The interesting thing is depending on, I was listening to CBC the Monday after, and the guy who was, Matt Galloway, the morning guy, was talking about how, you know, he's talking about Madonna, and all his kids were going, who's that lady on stage
who's
with
Madonna?
So-and-so and so-and-so, like CeeLo Green, LMAFO, you know, MIA, all that kind of stuff. And it's just like, the times we live in, we're getting old.
I'd like. I think that with all these bands that have letters as their names, I think I would like to be, I'd like to find someone named Noel. And her band could be called A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, E, W, X, Y, Z.
Awesome. Hey? That was excellent.
Hey?
You are really thinking on your feet today.
Yes. NyQuil.
Cold medication.
Lita, how was your week? What were you doing?
Well, I was in Vancouver, where I live now.
Oh, beautiful.
And I flew in to be here to do a couple of events. So I was actually up in Drew's neighborhood.
You were up in the ODOT?
We had a coffee yesterday.
With a coffee at Starbucks?
Yeah.
Is only she said. I said, "Let's meet at Starbucks." She goes, "Which one?" Okay, dear. Seriously.
Sorry, if where I come from now, Vancouver. Like,
oh, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
It's quite horrific, actually, to say the least.
No.
I would like to ask you about the best date you've ever been on, Kalita.
Oh, my gosh. The best
yep,
date?
Yep, best date. Yep, this is your chance to let Gord shine right here, right now. Because it has to be about Gord. You can't tell us about any dates
pre-Gord. Oh, well,
pre-Gord.
That's different then. You know what? I want to tell you this.
Yeah.
Ours was a different kind of a love affair.
Right.
And... the only date that I ever went on with Gord was when my husband at the time that yes. I was married to,
yes.
I told him that it was time for us to finally separate after I tried to leave him twice.
Right.
And I said that I wanted him out of my life and out of my business because yep. he was also my manager in the music business.
So he was all up in your business?
So he, he was. And so he freaked out and said he... wanted to kill me and that he should kill me, and he threw a few things around and broke pictures. And
wow, no wonder you sing country music.
And he ran into he went into the shower, and I took my coat and I ran out the house and I put a dime in the payphone and I phoned Gord and I said, come and pick me up, and he drove me to his place, and that was our date.
That was your date? Really? Rescuing from homicidal maniacs was your best date ever?
Well, I'm just saying that we never... I mean, if you're talking about pre-marriage dating,
yeah.
We never went on a date. We basically were together from that moment
oh,
on.
Oh, that's nice.
Beautiful.
That's
oh,
nice.
And it only cost you a dime. Nice, so nice you're, cheap date.
I mean, you guys have a song. You have a song. You know what your song is?
Which one?
It would probably be if you are the wind between my cheek. No, beneath my cheek. What is that song? How does it
the
go?
The wind beneath my wings.
But wings. Cheeks yeah. have nothing to do with it.
No.
No.
Sometimes.
Anyway. I think we should move on. Let's fire this little song, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, up next is one of the most incredible women I have ever met in my life. She is the most listened to woman on radio. Love Songs with Delilah, or Delilah After Dark, has become a safe haven for those wanting to process relationship issues or simply dedicate a song to a loved one. As host of a nationally syndicated nightly radio show with over 8 million listeners, probably up to 17 million by now, Delilah is the perfect woman to ask about the condition of love in this day and age. Delilah.com is kind of where you want to go, folks. Have a listen to this song. It explains her. We're all grooving. There's a good reason there's no camera in this studio. Because we got... Actually, Kalita's got a little groove going on.
She does.
The only time I groove is with Kool and the Gang or Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Delilah. Hello, Delilah.
Oh, my God, Drew, you are a sick, sick man, but I love you.
You are the bestest cupcake. What's going on, baby? Where are you at? Are you at home?
I am at home. We've got kind of a crazy weekend going on because it's Tolo in our little town.
What is it?
The girls. Tolo is a school dance where the girls ask the boys.
Oh, that's like Sadie Hawkins.
Yeah, we call him Sadie Hawkins up here.
Yeah, see, we called it Sadie Hawkins back in my day, and it was kind of cash and kind of fun and kind of silly. Now it's like kind of expensive. Oh. I'm like, you're kidding me. They do the whole, you know, dinner and pictures and dresses.
Oh, no,
and it's
no.
like, come on, girl.
Yeah, you Americans just take things way too far. You really do.
Way, 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 way too far. We've got that going on today, and since I have two girls that are juniors in high school,
yeah.
And their friends are here, we're going to be doing hair and fingernails and all that stuff.
Beautiful, beautiful. I remember one time I was desperately trying to connect with my my 8-year-old daughter, and just didn't, you know, I was tough. It was a tough time. I was a guy. She's the 8-year-old girl. So I sat in the chair and I said, "You can do my hair, makeup, and nails," and she did.
And she did, and she loved it.
She loved it. It was a highlight to this day.
You look looked like a freak.
Oh, no, he looked good.
I look good,
ooh,
baby.
Wow.
I look good. Yeah, Elton would have been tweeting about me. Okay, so listen, I want to know about the most bizarre Delilah dilemma that you have heard since you've been doing Delilah's Dilemmas.
The most bizarre, okay, one of the really, really bizarre was a woman named Megan who wrote to me wanting love advice on how to connect with her, what she called spiritual soulmate.
Okay.
And which, you know, sounds like, please dedicate a song to a guy I love. Well, it went on to say, he's blocked me from Facebook. He's got a restraining order against me. But I know we're spiritual soulmates.
Oh,
that's beautiful. That is so beautiful.
And then it said, now he is involved with somebody who's blocking my energy from reaching him.
Wow.
That's special. You grow them good out there in that. Where are you, by the way? Are you Washington, Oregon, California? Where the heck are you?
I'm Washington, but this was a listener in California.
There you
can guess.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was somewhere on the left coast. I knew it.
Yeah. Spiritual soulmate. He's blocked me from Facebook and got a restraining order against me, but I know in my soul
You know, one of the weirdest creeper incidents that we know of quite well up here in Toronto and Canada is a girl that actually sang with this co-host of mine I have today. By the way, I haven't introduced you to Delilah.
Hold on, Delilah.
This is Kalita. Kalita, this is Delilah.
Hi,
what
Delilah.
What a pretty name.
Thank you, Delilah. I've listened to you for years. Love you.
Thank you. I've only been around like 1,000 years now, so.
No, but Kalita is quite a bit of a rock star up here in Canada. She's a 5-time Juno-nominated artist. That's Canada's equivalent of the Grammy. And won a whole bunch of different awards. But back in the day, she had a young lady, young 19-year-old singer, sing for her. And this lady's name was Eileen Twain. Do you know who that is?
Eileen Twain. I've actually had Eileen Twain on my show once or twice.
Well, there you go. Well, Kalita gave her big break, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Very cool.
But here's the thing: the Facebook, the stalking thing, right? I mean, Shania had this big creepy doctor, no less, who was such a stalker that he is now in prison.
Well, I have one in prison, but he wasn't a doctor. He was just a freak.
Wow. Is there anything you'd like to share about that, or should we move on?
No, it was really, really, it's very sad, actually, in a wickedly funny, sick, twisted sort of way.
That's our kind of way.
This guy listened to me in Florida and decided he was my soulmate, and did a little research and found out the company that used to broadcast me was based out of Denver. And so he moved to Denver.
Oh, my.
Find me. Took him a year to get to the headquarters of where I was broadcasting out of, showed up with flowers and all sorts of stuff. And they're like, ah, sorry, buddy, she's syndicated. This is the headquarters. She doesn't live here. Took him another year, to find out where I was. And so he moved to the town, you know, he moved to Seattle. And he would go into the public library and send like 500 emails a day proclaiming his love. So we had to tell him to knock it off, and that didn't work. So I had to get a restraining order, and that didn't work. And then he showed up at the radio station with a pocket full of water balloons and a ring. And so he was arrested and hauled off, and there was court proceedings, and he got like 6 months for harassment. And the day he got out, he showed up at the radio station again. So he went away for 3 years, but they released him early and they didn't tell me.
Oh.
So one day I get a phone call from a gal who was running, I used to own a little restaurant, was running my restaurant, and said, this weird guy named Tony showed up and he's got all these weird presents for you and he says that you guys are in relationship. I thought, what's going on? I'm like, oh God, that's so weird. The only Tony I know is in prison. Well, they had released him early. Long story short, 3 days later, and because he had showed up at the restaurant, I had hired some private security. 3 days later, he shows up at 2:00 in the morning at my farm with a roll of duct tape, a butcher knife, and a Bible in the front seat of his car.
Oh, my.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Yeah.
If your husband doesn't bring you flowers, consider yourself lucky.
So, yeah, that was, and the security guard called in, and a friend of mine who used to be a cop was staying here and ran out the door, chased the guy down, got him down on the ground, and then it took the police who were on red alert, and our town is 3 miles long, took them 22 minutes to get here and cuff him, but he's back behind bars.
Okay, now that's not cool. I had no idea you were going to share all that. When I said, do you want to talk about this or move on, we should have moved on. That's a crazy stinking story.
Sorry, but it's kind of funny.
No, there's no funny there. There's no funny. Why did I sound like Jerry? I don't know. It wasn't a pick. I was on the outside. There was no penetration. Oh, my goodness. Okay, Delilah. And, folks, that's who we're talking to. That's right, the Delilah. Best date of your life, worst date of your life?
Worst date, I will tell you, was a friend set me up with her brother, and she had built this guy up so sweetly and so nicely, and went to church, nice guy, blah 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 blah, showed me pictures, he was good looking in the picture.
Oh, I hate when that happens. I really do.
I do too. So what she failed to tell me was that he had gone through a divorce just about 6 months before and was really, really bitter.
So he was bitter and butt ugly. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what you're hearing. Bitter, butt ugly, and cheap.
Bitter, cheap. And butt ugly, and cheap. Oh, my. Bitter and butt ugly and cheap. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was the worst date of your life. Worst date of your life. What about the best?
Best date of my life.
And please, God. Please, spare us the details.
Come on, Drew.
No, just a couple of things. Couple of little morsels.
All the really good dates of my life lead into disastrous relationships. I have to just think about... What I'm doing in my mind is I'm erasing the truth and just going back to that good day before,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was in July of 2004. I was in Las Vegas for a business event, and I was taken out to a lovely, lovely restaurant. I don't even remember the name of it, but they had this huge wine display, and I don't drink wine, but... there were women, really beautiful women, in harnesses swinging around this wine display, and they would, like, go up and get the bottles and then bring them down. It was, like, this acrobatic show in the midst of your dinner.
Cirque du Rosé?
No,
Cirque du Sommelier.
There you go. And just watching these beautiful women and how graceful they were, and the whole thing was so romantic and so beautiful.
Wow. You know what? You deserve better. I'm saying you deserve better because I mean, there are some I've heard some amazing stories, and there's some guys in the world still to this day that try really hard and do again. They pull it off. They pull it off. I'm just saying you deserve better, Delilah.
Well, that was just really because it was so out of my element. You know, I'm an outdoor girl. I'm a horseback girl. I'm a, you know, fried green tomato kind of girl. And this was just such a lovely, lovely environment. And the conversation was lovely. And the food was beautiful. Oh, my God. It was like a piece of artwork. And I was Twitter-pated. So.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. Listen, Delilah, we've got a couple minutes left with you here. And unfortunately, it's a shorter interview than maybe we've ever had. But that's good for you. You get to get back to your life. And we have to move on to a thing called the Council of Many. I will share with you what we're going to talk about in our next segment. But before we do that, Delilah, I would like you to help me with a little list I have here. I am going to say the name of the song, and you tell me the band that sang it. These are the world's cheesiest love song playlist. This is the world's cheesiest love song playlist, okay? Tim, that's not part of it.
Well, I have to say, okay, I don't mean to sound, like, rude here, but some of the Canadian love songs that I've played on my shows up there are the cheesiest songs in the history of the world.
Yeah, Celine Dion is not on our list, okay?
She has some pretty cheesy love songs, yeah, but she's so wonderful.
She is. You have to say that because you love her and she's been in your studio. You've talked to her, haven't you?
I've talked to her. I've hung out with her son and her husband, and she's so dang nice.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Let's move along. Here we go. Tim will find maybe a little song to play in the background, and we will start with Delilah. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's cheesiest love song playlist. Here we go with Delilah, the most listened to woman on the face of the planet. The most listened to woman on the face of the planet.
Right. I love that.
Here we go. You ready?
No.
Which band sang You're the Inspiration?
I'd rather just talk about how cute you are.
Stop it. Which song sang You're the Inspiration?
Chicago.
Nice. The one that you love.
Glenn Frey. Are you going to stay with the one that loves you, or are you going to go with the one you love?
Nope. That was Air Supply. Nice try. One wrong. Suddenly.
Billy Ocean.
Nice. Wind between my beneath my wings.
Well, Bette Midler covered it, but it was originally done by about 12 other artists, including Lee Greenwood.
Well done. How about Hello?
Lionel Richie.
Beautiful. Everything I do it for Drew. You.
Oh, I like that. I like that little spin. Can we try that?
You're so cheeky. Come on, who sang it?
That's one of your own, isn't it?
Yeah,
Mr.
it is.
Adams?
That's Mr. Brian Adams. How about Separate Lives?
Separate Lives. Oh, my God. Separate Lives. I don't remember.
Well, the genesis of this guy's band.
Genesis.
Hello? Anybody? No? She didn't get that one. Phil Collins. So she only had two wrong. Here we go. Hold On to the Nights.
Hold On to the Nights.
Yep.
Isn't that Richard Marx?
Nice! Nice! Wow. That was the one I for sure thought you'd get wrong. I totally thought you'd get that wrong. At This Moment.
Billy Vera and the Beaters.
You are a freak show. Islands in the Stream.
Islands in the Stream, that is what we are. No, coming in between Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton.
Well done.
Written by the Bee Gees.
I Honestly Love You.
I love you. I honestly love you. Living here in John.
Well done. You are just amazing. You are the queen of sappy love song. This is the final one. The final one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to make it a real hard one because
Don't do that. It's early here.
I'd like to see you fall. You ready?
Okay.
Could It Be Magic?
Could It Be Magic? Could it be? Is that Olivia?
Nope.
Could it be magic? Don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, could it be magic? Mr. Barry Manilow, ladies and gentlemen. Barry Manilow.
Oh, Barry.
But Delilah, you only had three wrong.
Wait. Speaking of Barry Manilow, did you love the commercial? It looks like we made it at the Super Bowl.
No.
The Chevy truck commercial where they were dissing Ford, which wasn't very nice, but very, very funny.
No.
Well, they pulled it. They had to pull it. The NFL was forced to pull it the next day, but you can find it on
really?
Google. It's the Acopalypse Looks Like We Made It, and it's so funny.
You see, we're not allowed to see, unless we have some kind of illegal satellite dish up here, American commercials. The Canadian feed takes over during commercial time, and we see commercials for Tim Hortons.
Okay, well, you gotta go and find this, because it is the apocalypse of cars. Hysterical Barry Manilow.
Hysterical Barry Manilow. That should be the name of his next album. Oh, my goodness.
That's what he is when he has a bad hair day.
That sounds like a Vegas show act, you know? And now, Hysterical Barry Manilow. All right, listen, we're going to go into our Council of Many, but before we do that, Delilah, because you have sort of Delilah's dilemma happening on your show, we have on our show a little thing called the Council of Many, whereby we have people that write in, and there's all these stories that kind of come out, and then we ask listeners of our show what they think, and people call in with their advice and answers. So
that's why I did Delilah's Dilemma, because I don't really care what anybody else thinks. You're just way too involved, and, you know, other people get to voice an opinion.
I know. I'm so sorry. Listen, I want your opinion on this, okay? So this week in the Council of Many, a husband wants to know if he should confess his multiple affairs to his wife now that he's turned over a new leaf and is doing everything he can to make the marriage work.
No.
Whoa! Really?
No, he should go to an SA meeting, mini SA meeting, Sex Anonymous, or SAA meeting. He should get a sponsor, and he should work through the steps, and when he's ready to do a fourth step, then and only then should he decide who he's going to disclose to, because if it's going to serve no purpose but to wound somebody deeply, why would you do that?
Well, his pastor is suggesting to him that it would be a good move to have a clean start with his wife and confess everything and go start from scratch.
Well, his pastor is probably not a sex addict and probably has not been in that situation. That would be, you know.
Do you think sex addiction is real?
Oh, yeah. Do I think sex addiction is real? Are you kidding me?
What? I just thought I'd ask. You know, there's a few people in the celebrity world that have sort of, you know, come out and said, you know, oops, I did it again. And, you know, the media has taken the mickey out of it and has said, I'm not sure whether that's a bona fide, so to speak, thing.
It is, just like anorexia is very real, and gambling addictions that destroy lives and get you into debt by millions of dollars is very real. There are chemical addictions and there are psychological addictions.
But at what point do you go, it's an addiction? Like, you know, he's had, because it's a multiple, I mean, what number do we, when, you know, when do we start going, okay, it's an addiction rather than he's just a typical male or something like that?
When your behavior hurts yourself and other people and you want to stop but you can't, it's an addiction.
Ooh, that's well said.
That's good.
Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why we had Delilah during our God and Stuff segment. She knows what's going on. And she actually cares about this this thing called God. This thing called God? Am I going to hell for describing it like that?
True.
Yes. And who was that by?
This thing called God. Casey Kasem
on
the top 40.
You know, when people refer to God as a person or in the person, unless they're speaking of the person of Jesus when he was a person, it is kind of a thing.
Thank you.
Because it's a whole lot bigger than a him or a her or an it. It's everything.
Delilah's got my back, folks. Delilah has got my back. Can you imagine you and I doing a radio show together? How creepy would that be?
How fun would that be?
We'd have one show, one, and then we would be so fired. So fired.
It would be such a good show.
Delilah, again, it is always a pleasure to speak with you, to chat with you, to be cheeky with you. You are the bomb. Delilah.com is where you want to go. Check out all of everything she's got. Delilah, thank you, my darling.
Thanks, Drew. Love you. Talk to you soon, hon.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our very first guest on our Valentine's Day special, Delilah.
That's beautiful.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And we've got Dan Hill chirping in the background. Chirping? That's probably another good descriptor either.
No.
Folks, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, it is the Council of Many. We spoke about it with Delilah. Now we're going to talk about it with you. Kalita's joining us in studio. And a husband wants to know if he should confess his multiple affairs to his wife now that he's turned over a new leaf and is doing everything he can to make the marriage work. 905-338-1250, 877-JOY-1250, toll-free right across Canada and down into the States. We're going to read you his blurb, his story, and then take your phone calls right after this short break. Stay with us, folks. In my youth. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much, and I have to close my eyes. Hey folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?